Good morning. It is Sarah Wallace with your Thursday edition of Boots and Salutes. Non-political this morning. First, quickly, your internet news poll question at cjwwradio.com. Do you avoid going to certain parks or outdoor environments to avoid wood ticks? 53% of you say yes, 47% say no. Your numbers this morning to call for Boots and Salutes, 306-938-9800 and 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I want to salute the Bill Black Fan Club from Rostron. They're very nice people I met yesterday. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I have to boot the city for the property tax increase for next year, 9.9%. And the following year, 7.3%? What's going on? Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I'd like to give a big salute out to that Melnick kid at work. You know, the guy's doing all the grinding all day long, cutting concrete. You know, he's just doing a heck of a job out there. Remember, guys, with booze you lose, but with dope there's hope. Have a good day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, when Carney was in Saskatoon a few days ago, I wish I could have spoke with him in person.
Yeah, it's a non-political Thursday, unfortunately, so we're not chatting about Carney or anything. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I would like to thank Eileen LaRock, my foreman, for teaching me how to wheel some women.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. These people that are shipped in here from the forest fires, demanding that we put them up in hotels and feed them food and so on. What's the problem with the Whitecap Reserve out here? They've got a beautiful hotel. They've got a golf course. They've got restaurants, a casino. They could pull their own weight and look after their own people, I'm sure.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. A boot to the Oilers, a salute to the Riders, and everyone have a good day out there.
Yeah, Oilers winning last night against the Panthers in overtime. And yeah, Riders getting underway tonight in their home opener, kicking off 7 o'clock in Regina against the Ottawa Red Blacks. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Good. Go back to your own country. Look after your own.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot and a salute. I would like to salute the three pipeline welders out at Aspen, Riley, Corey, and Brian. They're probably giving her so hard their boots are on fire. And I got a boot for Phil out in Kindersley. He probably hasn't even done a service yet. Thanks. Bye.
Your Boots and Salutes numbers one more time, 306-938-0600 and toll free 1-800-667-3727. Yeah, like I said earlier, Riders in action tonight hosting the Ottawa Red Blacks in their season opener down in Regina. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Big salute to all the firefighters and everybody that are putting their lives on the line to save people and, you know, their property. And a big boot to the Red Cross and the provincial government for forcing people to leave their animals behind. I actually saw an interview with a lady, and she had a couple of kids, and they had a cat in a kennel, and they were trying to get on one of the buses or flights to get out from one of the northern areas, and they were told no animals, either stay behind or leave your animal, just abandon your animal here at the airport. There's rescues here in the city that are willing to help once they get here. But the Red Cross and the provincial government could easily change that policy and allow people
to bring their pets,
animals,
yeah.
But to bring their pets at least, yeah. Because, I mean, that's just further traumatizing the people, and it's just cruel. So
yeah.
A big boot to the provincial government and the Red Cross for that policy, and I hope they seriously look at changing it.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Gordon. I would like to salute all those reserves opening up their band offices and all their arenas and everything to help these evacuees from coming down from the north. Way to go, Beardies, Okamasis.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to thank your station for giving politics a day off. And recently there was a gentleman called in regarding firefighters. He said something about they aren't doing their job because the fires are still burning. Obviously, he's never seen a forest fire. I've been on the front line, and it's not a pretty picture.
Yeah.
I suggest he takes his little sand shovel and go help these guys out. Have a good day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I would like to salute the Edmonton Oilers. Wasn't that a beautiful win?
Oh, overtime, yeah.
And I'd like to salute your channel and everybody who's graduating this year. And Boot Gary Bettman.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to send a boot out to Pinflag. I think he has a hard time wheeling a barrel, let alone women.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I have to agree. One caller there about like Mark Arcand. He should be looking after his own people from the north and take them out to the Dakota Dunes and put them up there and free up some space in the city. Yeah, that's the only right thing to do.
We will wrap that up right there. Oh, let's take one more call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi there. I'd like to give a salute to Brian Smith and his Oilers and Boot the Shelbrook guys and Boot the Wine Farmers.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to the gentleman who phoned in and telling the Native people they should look after their own people. At least they're Canadian. They're not getting $81,000 a year from the government. Because he's an immigrant.
That is your Thursday edition of Boots and Salutes.